Simon & Schuster Audio presents Roll With It by Jamie Sumner. Read by Candace Thaxton. 1. Symmetry. It's kind of hard to watch the Great British Bake Off over plates of Stouffer's lasagna, especially since it's been in the freezer a while. The edges are dry and crusty. But this is about all the cooking Mom chooses to do. She says she likes to leave the fancy stuff to me. Really, though, she just doesn't have the energy to think about fixing anything that doesn't come with directions on the box. Our TV is so old and tiny that I have to lean in to see what Mary Berry is pursing her lips about. The bakers are making English muffins, and she's giving the stink eye to the red-headed guy who didn't let his dough rise enough. If I were on this show, Mary wouldn't have to tell me how long those muffins need to rise. Any fool with a Betty Crocker cookbook or Google knows to let it double. I pick at a shriveled string of cheese on my plate and imagine what I'd say if I could send her a note across the ocean. Dear Miss Berry, as an aspiring baker over here in Tennessee, I'd like to tell you how much I love every single one of your recipes, but especially your cappuccino coffee cake. I made it once for my mom, and she said both coffee and cake would never be the same again. I think she meant that in a good way. Also, would you mind sharing your secret to a good scone? Because down here, all we've got are buttermilk biscuits. Mom's phone rings, and now I'm left wishing I had enough sugar to try another batch of scones. The only ones I ever made came out so hard you had to dunk them in milk to take a bite. Mom hits pause right as Mary is about to call out the top three English muffins. I already know which one will win. It's all about symmetry. They have to look exactly the same. Mom sets her food on the coffee table. She's barely touched it, but she picks up her phone and walks into the hallway. She says, "Hello," like the conversation has already run an hour long. It has to be me, Ma. I saw off another bite of lasagna with my knife and review what I'm going to say if the phone rings again, and it's about what went down at school today. But there's not a single scenario where I don't get grounded. Grown-up trumps kid like paper beats rock. Mom leans back in from the hallway and mouths, "Chew, chew, chew," like I'm 5 and still in feeding therapy. I point at the phone. "Talk to your mother." Depending on how Grandpa's been doing lately, this could either be a really quick conversation or a really...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?